everybody, and welcome back to the Chilluminati Podcast, episode 257. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Mike Martin. Today, joined by the Abariman and cow-eating tree of L.A., Jesse and Alex. Hello, boys.
I'm the cow-eating tree for sure. If one of us is a cow-eating tree, that is me. I'm the cow-eating tree. You can be, what did you say? Ibari. It all rhymes.
Abariman.
Ibariman?
Don't spoil yourself, Jesse. It's going to be related to the episode. I hear that. The tippy-tapping away of curiosity.
Ibariman and a cow-eating tree. It sounds...
Why? Why am I the Ibariman? I don't like this.
Is this Monster Rancher?
Oh, man. The Ibariman looks like pain, dude. You got to be like a tree thing. I get to be the Ibariman. That guy looks... Oh, man.
Are we about to do like a Shin Megami Tensei playthrough right now? What is happening? Like that's, yeah.
Only if you... are part of the $10,000 a month here.
Tell you what, if somebody donates to the $10,000 tier at patreon.com/Chilluminati Pod, the only website that you ever need to go to for any reason.
Ever.
If you want to support the Chilluminati Podcast, that is. If somebody, we're going to change the tier again. Now, instead of hoaxing Mathis, what we're going to do is we're going to, if you donate $10,000, we're going to do an entire playthrough of Shin Megami Tensei 5 here on the show instead of doing any episodes.
Are we?
For a long time.
An audio-only playthrough.
Yeah, audio-only, 200 to 300 episodes. It's going to be pretty long.
For $10,000? You're bargaining away.
We'll let you decide, are we going heaven or hell?
Let's rock.
Or are we denying all of them, going down the middle?
Yeah. And you can choose if you want to do the vengeance storyline or the real storyline. Actually, yeah. Please don't do this. I don't want to do this. It's one of the hardest video games I've ever played.
If you had the balls, you would make Alex do this. All it requires is more money than we have.
But I'm also going to say, I'm not stopping regular episodes, Alex. Like, it's going to have to be on
we're
top of
we're shutting down this. We're going to come. If you want to kill the show for $10,000.
Everything shuts down.
If you want to kill our show for $10,000. Go on over to patreon.com/Chilluminati.
It's not worth it. No.
Yeah. CEO.
I pull the plug on the Patreon the night of. I'm like, just pull it.
Tell you what, I'll just play Nintendo 64 games on my own Twitch. How about that? $10,000.
Perfect.
You guys can just come hang out.
You have to play Glover.
Yeah. I'll make like macaroni bites, and you guys can come over and sit on my couch with me, and we'll play like Glover, and we'll play...
What if we play good games?
Now, that's the kind of punishment I like to hear.
We're going to play Hybrid Heaven. That's pretty good.
Yeah, what if we play a good game?
We'll play Mischief Makers.
I got the limited run reprint of Glover with some bugs that are fixed on the cartridge, so don't worry about it.
No, it's okay. What if we play something good?
Mischief Makers?
I love Mischief Makers.
Snowboard Kids 2?
Also a great game.
Beatles Adventure Racing?
Literally any good game. Do you know a good game? Have you played one?
NBA Hangtime.
And have you played any good games lately?
NFL Blitz 2001.
All right, now you're starting to get there. Now you're getting there, dude.
Mega Man 64.
All right, you're getting. We're getting there. We're getting there.
Yeah. What did I say? What's the one called? Tonic Panic.
Tonic Panic.
Tonic Trouble.
Oh.
Tonic Trouble.
Oh, I can
see. This joke's still going.
Like,
the joke's still going. Tonic Trouble. We're in there.
All right. I got to cut in here and completely pull
save
away.
Save us.
Save it. Because I'm going to talk about something that's not Chilluminati related also. Hey, guys. There's a new podcast out that I'm a part of.
Oh,
that I
yes.
want you guys to go check out. It's called Anime Cult. It's myself, Dodger, and Indie Mouse. So for me, I get to record at Fuck You O'Clock every so often. And, we talk about animes, and we watch the entirety of Cowboy Bebop. That's the first episode. Go listen to it, and you can find it anywhere on all your podcasting apps. And
we're really building a little family here, aren't we?
It is. It's like our first little new Chilluminati family podcast. It's very exciting. It's like a sister podcast.
Child Luminati.
But it's spelled C-V-L-T, like Chiverches, you know? It's
yeah.
like anime cavalt.
Like the Vavitch?
Why is it spelled that way? You're not Roman.
Indie Mouse, he's designed it, so
he's Roman.
Blame him. Yeah. He's Australian. He's weird.
No, I mean, like, you didn't even have to say the Australian part, just weird in general.
He's Romo Australian.
Yeah. He's Romo Australian.
Yeah.
He's Romano.
Okay, let's talk about the episode. No, we can't let him go.
Pax,
we can't let
Australia.
Alex. We can't let Alex.
What did you think about the drugs episode of Cowboy Bebop?
I hate the drugs. Oh, the mushroom one?
Yeah.
That was great. I laughed a lot. Especially when he was just in a one stare, just walking.
This man said, "I hate Ed." Just want to point that out.
I was going to say.
Want to point that out. Your opinions.
Go listen to the episode. Go listen to the episode.
Trash opinions.
You got to go listen to the episode. But I will say, Ed ruined the spooky alien episode completely.
I got
to
get out of the show. Help.
Trash.
Help. These opinions do not reflect the opinions of the other hosts of the Chilluminati podcast.
Yeah, not at all. Never have.
Have you watched Samurai Champloo yet?
No, it's on the list, though. Oh. It is on the list.
Oh. I told him he has to watch Space Dandy, too. If we're going down this...
If we're
going down this pipeline, we're going full Space Dandy. We're going directly to Space Dandy.
That just popped up on my Disney Plus. I think I'm going to watch that again.
I love Space Dandy.
Yeah. Oh,
Disney Plus? Okay. Fantastic.
That's a fucking good-ass show.
Boys, we got to get the fucking actual Chilluminati episode today, all right? Are you ready?
I thought we were talking about it.
Nope, this is it now, all right?
The cryptids are anime.
Yeah, boom. You're right. We are doing a cryptid episode. We are actually doing a cryptid episode specifically within the country of India.
Ooh, I like this. We haven't done anything like this before.
No, this one was, there's so many, so we're nowhere going to get anywhere near.
Did you say India?
Covering all of them.
India. Ooh, I like that.
Okay, all right.
I'm surprised we hadn't done yet. This is going to be super fun. So,
how do we skip India?
I don't know. We went around India a couple times, but
so many cool little folklore tales and stuff in that culture.
That's what I'm saying.
I like to a lot of the time when I do these episodes, I like to find kind of smaller, more out of the way countries that people might not think of when they think of cryptids and stuff, and see what kind of cool folklore legends India. They have there. Let's do a bigger country this time around. So
one of the biggest. Some say one of the biggest.
One of, if not the.
Some say.
Jesse, we're going to start with what you got stuck with. The Abariman.
I hate this. I don't like this guy.
How do we want to rate these cryptids today, boys?
Would I eat samosas with them and have a nice chai?
I love it.
Oh, okay. Little samosas and tea?
I like it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So Abariman are a race of Himalayan humanoids with backwards feet.
Okay.
The name Abariman is from the Latin prefix ab, which means at, to, or within. Thank you, Wikipedia. And Arima, meaning rocky mountainous country. And together, it basically means mountain dweller. These guys were humanoids with backwards feet. And despite this, they were still able to run at great speeds. They lived alongside wild animals, were vicious often themselves. And any attempts at capturing them failed because they are so savage.
Savage?
Savage, yeah. Apparently.
Like Wolverine Unleashed, kind of just feral?
Except their feet are backwards.
Naked humans with backwards feet?
With backwards feet.
That are straight up feral?
Yep.
The hill people.
They're said to be found in the valley of Mount Emmaus, which is a place now that's the Himalayan mountains nowadays. And folklore around the Abariman breathed that they only breathed air from their own valley. And so if they ever left their valley, they would die because the air within their valley had a special kind of quality to it, apparently, that made it possible for them to breathe any air outside of it.
They just became like a Dark Souls enemy just now with that little.
Yeah, they couldn't leave the rot. Yeah.
They apparently coexisted with wild animals, and any endeavor capturing them was always unsuccessful because they're so barbaric. And they were also mentioned by Pliny the Elder, which is an old Roman individual.
Pliny,
P-L-I-N-Y.
Is he mostly a historian?
Pretty much.
Yeah. He's just one of those guys who wrote a million books about whatever bullshit he wanted.
Yes, exactly. And
love that era of history.
They were mentioned in Natural History number 11, it looks like, who believed them to be, he believed them to be native to India. And a tale that's also like this is also found in Aulus Gellius is in the book Attic Nights.
Is that a contemporary book?
Never heard of it.
I didn't know if anybody knows who that is, but hang on, let me get you the.
Is that book similar times from Pliny?
Yeah, similar times of Rome. He's 125 to somewhere around 180 AD.
Wow.
He was a Roman author and grammarian who was probably born but definitely was brought up in Rome. He was educated in Athens, after in which he returned to Rome.
Romo-Australian. Yeah, got it.
And his famous book, he's most famous for Attic Nights, a compilation of notes on grammar, philosophy, history, antiquarianism, antiques, and other subjects.
So this is a guy in 125 AD, and he's writing a book called apartment tales. Like, is that, like, know? is that what Attic Nights is? It
sounds like that.
It's like,
it's that, because, yeah, it's also got, it's preserving fragments of the works of many other authors who might otherwise be unknown today. It's literally like a culmination of his favorite things.
It's like a spooky little, like, book of odds and ends.
Pretty much.
It translates to Attic Nights, but the name is Noctis Atticae.
Attic Nights.
Attic Nights. I never heard of it until looking this stuff up.
So. That's just such a, like, a spicy name for such an old book. That's all I'm saying. It's kind of a vibey name. Yeah.
Yeah. So these guys are pretty much just feral humans with backwards feet who live in the valley with special air.
They wear clothes?
Didn't look like it. No. And because of this,
totally nude.
They looked, and every image I've seen of them, yes, totally,
Dick swinging,
utterly nude.
Dick swinging, well, backwards
their
knee, feet.
Their legs are always, yeah, you know, their knees are always in a position.
You know.
I mean, I guess the artist, out of politeness, probably covered the dick in the drawing, but I'm just saying, there's no loincloth or shrubbery in the way. We're talking raw.
Raw dogs.
Raw dog.
Correct.
Correct.
That's right, man.
And that's about it. They're like, they're number one for a reason. Not too much about them, other than they're all dead now. They all died somewhere in the vast history of it all. But there's no known reason as to why
they're all dead now.
They're just all dead now for some reason. Did you see? I'm going to show you one picture that I got, but I don't know if you probably Googled and found your own. But I really enjoyed this picture in particular, so I saved it.
Gyatso. How do you pronounce that? Gyatso.com.
Gyatso. I need to say Gyatso.
Gyatso.
I like Gyatso.
Oh,
yeah. Fuck. So I mean, there's many pictures. Oh, but yeah, it's just a dude who has reverse feet, and that's who Mathis said I was.
That looks like Quap.
A normal man, but lower half of his body is just turned the other way.
Dead ass. That's Quap.
It is Quap. You're right.
That's fucking a picture of the dude from Quap right there.
Yeah, Jesse, you were left with him. Alex quickly took the cow eating tree.
Oh, I'm aware. I had no choice in the matter.
Okay, what's a tree? What's r/trees?
r/trees is a place to
talk about trees. I don't think so.
Right? It's not.
No. And then I love cows. I love eating them. So, like, right?
I get. Oh, I see what you're. I see what you did there. Yeah, it connected.
Yeah,
that's because I have some trees in me. It just took me a minute.
I feel like I have a chaotic energy today. I don't know what it is.
It's all that, you know. The marriage is close, man. People.
Do you think I just like? Vibes. I feel like I just ate like too big of a sucker for a little kid, and now it's like coursing through my veins.
In reality, if you take the $10,000 tier, join our Patreon, it's to help Alex pay for his wedding.
So oh my God! Please, just give me money. PayPal. So send me money to my PayPal for my wedding, please. Holy shit!
Okay.
Bossiani@gmail.com. This is not a drill.
no, we're here. We got to profit off of your stress.
Alex, this is a project, not a we getting married.
Okay, well, one third of the proceeds from the Alex
Jesse, we should stand right
next to him.
We should stand right next to him at the altar.
Like this,
right.
Arms around me.
Yes, yeah. Arms around each
we
other.
We got married.
If you want us all three to get married instead of me and Kelly,
yeah,
$10,000, patreon.com.
All right, boys, you got to rank these boys. Would you
get zero? Don't want to run into this guy.
You wouldn't have some chai tea?
I don't think this guy would sit down and have the tea. I think he would beat me to death with his fucking elongated legs and arms.
I do have questions based on the image you sent
us.
It's
like the people who tried to go to the island of cannibals and then were surprised they got killed and eaten by cannibals.
Yeah. I must stress, based on the image you sent us, which way do you think this guy's walking? Because it looks like he's walking the other way, but the motion lines make it look like he's walking backwards towards us. And if that's the case, wouldn't it be easier to escape or fight him because he's moving slow?
I don't.
His knees, like, it's weird because like
he kind of looks like me.
Maybe like it's like if you and Krendor like put both of your torsos on top of each other and then cut your feet off, and one of your legs was one of the legs and like the other one was the other leg. It looks like shit, man. Like, this guy looks like Quap.
Dude, am I?
You are the Quap.
Is it, dude, like Star Wars Acolyte? Am I the, when Krendor decided to get buff, am I the other part of him that vibrated into existence? The part that's unhealthy and smokes weed and does dumb shit. He got all gym healthy and I like
anti-Tulpa.
The other part of him.
I like that.
Yeah, that sounds correct.
Is that what I am?
I like that.
So
I believe so.
All right, so both not going to have a drink.
You are that.
Yeah, you know, that's right. I'll take it. Thanks.
You are that.
Thank you. Not going to have a drink. No?
Okay. Some,
you're not going to have a drink of tea?
No, this guy,
yeah, I'm a zero, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool, okay.
I would, man, I'm at like a three, because I'd want to give him a shot, but I wouldn't know if he's really like paying attention to the conversation. He always seemed like he wanted to get out of the room. Like,
this is just certain death.
Yeah, this is certain death. I feel like he'd be kind of an asshole. Just
not, you feel like he's got one foot out the door at all times?
Cause yeah, like, I don't just, like that. You're like,
which way are you? Oh,
give me some respect, you know?
Are you coming or are you going?
And then he just starts hissing and growling at you.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on to our next one. Giant Indian bipedal lizards. They have their own version of lizard men, except they're not lizard men at all. They're actually the like those tiny little agame brown lizards that when they run on their back feet, except those like, but 9 feet tall.
Whoa. Okay. So this seems awesome.
So like literally just picture an actual little lizard guy who, you know, I'll get you a picture of one. This guy right here.
This seems awesome to me. I'm just in my imagination without the picture already. I'm into this.
I am too.
We're on the board. We're on the board at the very least.
We're on the board. We have a score potential. Okay, so I'm sending you a link right now. These guys, but like 9 feet tall.
What? You know what? I don't even need to know anything about this guy.
Yeah, five.
Already, I want to sit down. I want to have like a vindaloo with this man. Spice him out a little bit.
Yeah.
Be like, what's up, my man?
Maybe I'll kill him and skin him. Make $1 million. Beautiful. Beautiful scales. Probably make a beautiful pair of shoes or a bag.
Whoa.
It's a beautiful lizard. I'm just saying. It's a great lizard.
I want to talk to him. You want to skin him alive?
You know, you don't know how it's going to go. Like, we'll have the samosa and then, like, we'll see about his countenance. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Sure.
So you won't have a drink with the crazy wild men, but you will have a drink with a wild 9 foot lizard who will also likely just attack you.
Whoa. You haven't said anything about that yet.
It's a.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I said it's like one of those.
You're saying just because it's a lizard, it's going to attack us, bro?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I said it's like one of those little lizards, just big. It's just a big little lizard.
Right. And that little lizard, I've never wanted to. Men are more threatening to me than little lizards. I'm going to say it.
Little Lizards has got to be a 90s movie in some 90s alternate universe.
Big Little Lizards definitely is one of those movies where you think the lizard's gonna be the bad guy, but then it's man who's the bad guy, bro. The military industrial complex was the bad guy the entire time, and this guy was like, I was just trying to warn you.
What do you mean my wife's pregnant with lizards?
Yeah, just eggs in his house. So this is just like a tiny little like fan-throated lizard, but 9 feet tall. It acts as the same temper. It's not an actual reptilian. Ours are way more sophisticated.
It's just a tall lizard.
It's just a 9 foot tall wild lizard.
Oh, then I would eat the samosas behind the glass watching him in his cage in the zoo that we put him in.
What's the name of the regular lizard?
A fan-throated lizard, because it's got like that frills on its neck.
Okay, so let's see what this thing's deal is then. Hold on. Satana Pontisseriana, right?
Yep.
Pondicherry? Yep,
my biology lizard, degree that I definitely have says, yep, that's right.
He said that like he meant it too. Yep.
See, my problem is I can't go through with a lie. I just immediately give it away.
No, we're aware.
Trying to find like anything about its behavior.
I mean, if it's a little tiny baby lizard, it's not going to be attacking us wildly. So it's not a thing.
If it's not super violent, like I'm in for the samosa. Like, will it take the samosa over trying to kill me?
Here's the problem. I realize now that if it's animalistic, I won't really be able to have a conversation with it. But it could be like, think about it. Could I ride this thing?
Yes. Okay.
Could I be like a dragon rider, dude?
See, that I imagine you could do.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And then it runs, it lifts its little frying legs, and it just waddles on its back feet. That would work. They should make that a mount in Final Fantasy 14.
I'm just saying, it probably is. Let's not even pretend. It probably is.
A Satana?
Yeah. Are you still researching it, Alex? You find what you need?
I'm just trying to find some behavior references, but I really am having a little bit of trouble. They have the dewlap, right? Like the cool fan that comes out of their throat, but it doesn't seem to be threatening. Like, I think I'm good. I think I want to.
Yeah.
I think I want to dine with this guy.
He'd probably just run around a bunch.
I felt bad that I was going to skin him originally. I feel like now we just like, I would just give him the samosa and we could like sit on the rock together because it's warm.
Yeah. All right. I see.
You know, like I feel,
think Jesse's better with the whole melting to be a rider.
Yeah. He doesn't have a personality. It's just like a lizard. So
yep.
I thought it was going to be like, one of those smart velociraptors who, like, you know, kind of talks.
Like Blue?
Yeah.
Like Blue, like, from Jurassic Park? I thought it was going to be Park.
Smart, but no, it's just like a dude. No, I'm all right.
Or in Jurassic Park 3 when they're like, oh, and then like
the, and yeah, they the talk raptors like, Jurassic World with the T-Rex and the velociraptor actually have a conversation. Yeah.
All right. Let's move into something a little bit weirder. Let's move to something a little creepier.
Oh, now we're getting there? Okay.
The Boot. B-H-O-O-T. Ooh. This is a supernatural creature that's usually depicted as some sort of ghost or deceased person that in pop culture, literature, and in ancient texts of the Indian subcontinent. And the interpretations of the origin of boots vary across different regions and communities. But here's what you need to know about them specifically. One, they're shapeshifters. They have the ability to alter their forms and often manifest as animals or humans. And their feet are typically backwards facing, similar to the Aborimon, revealing, which also tends to reveal their ghostly nature.
What is it about the... I don't think we've ever had this before.
Their ghostly nature.
Yes. Maybe in Japan there was a backwards foot person, but I feel like India's doubling down on backwards feet. What is that about?
Maybe just, you know, honestly, like, there's some things like that are like body horror things that are like particularly visceral to me.
Sure.
And turning around my limbs all the way around is one of those things that really just freaks me out. So like, maybe it's just like the evilness of like a creature that would undergo that is like very wretched and scary. You know, I don't know. Right? We're all afraid of backwards feet monsters as much as I am, right? We all...
Look, I'm with you on this. I just think it's very bizarre. There's like a very... Again, it could be that culturally, something about like backwards feet is very like creepy to people.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, how we get weirded out in movies when a girl lays like backwards and then crawls and shit. That could... It could be the same vibe. I don't know.
Yeah. We're just like, ah! Yeah. Exactly. Like when Megan does that little Megan dance that she like, does.
Yeah, extra that creepy.
Little Megan dance. I haven't even seen that movie and I know what you're talking about. That thing was everywhere.
That's how you know it's huge, is Mathis just absorbed it through osmosis.
That's how you know.
You didn't even watch that shit.
It worked. Okay, other things to know about them. They will not make contact with the ground. Usually they float above it, sometimes up to a foot over the earth itself. And
that's handy.
And it's usually, just in terms of the reasons, it's because the earth is usually considered sacred in many Indian traditions. So them not being able to touch the earth, representative of their wicked nature. They also don't cast any shadows. And they speak with a nasally twang.
Like, hi.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey. I can't touch the earth.
Yeah, you.
I have a problem. I'm too wicked to touch the earth. Do you think it's the earth or them that's doing the floating? Like, is it the earth because
like propelling them like a magnet?
Yeah, the earth is so grossed out that they're like, get off. Or are they like, no, we don't touch that. We don't touch the earth.
I wonder if they touched it, they would be destroyed. So they choose not to touch it.
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be my guess. Other than not being able to touch the ground, and having a shadow and speaking a nasally twang, they are almost always depicted wearing white clothing. They have like a fashion sense, I guess. They almost always wear white. They
make these clothes for themselves?
You know, I don't know. I think they steal them.
What? Okay.
You know,
but only white clothes.
The laundry's outside to dry. They
have like an MO.
Yeah, they scoop in, they take the laundry, and they leave.
They're like, red? No. Like, green? No thanks. White? I'm taking
this that's one. Good. There's never a day where white doesn't look good.
No, I think I'm going white on this one. I want white.
And then that stuck for eternity.
I can't touch the ground. I want white.
They also are kind of like Homelander in that they like love milk.
Sure. I mean, who doesn't?
They will seek out cows, consume milk.
That's not my first thought of Homelander, but I love that.
When I think of Homelander, I think of milk 100%.
That's what I do. I do. I'm sorry.
Him chug, chug, a chug, and milk. Actually, they did shoot that like super, super weird.
And that was also like only an episode or two ago recently when that happened.
Yeah.
So other than that, if you drink the milk that they drank from... It also can lead to possession.
I mean, obviously.
Ha, you drank my milk. Now I control you. Have you seen my white shirt?
Now I control you.
They also have a their fear of water and iron, like a lot of other mythological creatures, is another, like, keeps them away, destroys them. Invoking the name of holy figures also tends to ward them off. And there's a specific type of boot is known as the churail, which is the ghost of a woman who died during pregnancy or during childbirth. And churails often attempt to lure men to their doom and can change forms at will, also shapeshifting.
Lure them to their doom?
Yeah, I imagine, like, come here. Oh,
come in the water. I float 1 foot above the water.
Or, yeah, exactly. I don't.
If I touch water, I'll die. Come here.
Yeah. So that's kind of all you need to know about physically and what they do. There are ways to get rid of them. According to Hindu mythology, boots are souls of the deceased, and they cannot be destroyed, but can be appeased through rituals. Hindu exorcists perform rituals such as Atma Shanti, derived from the Athara Veda, to pacify boots and assure them that their desires will be fulfilled, allowing them to move on from haunting the living. That's boots.
Thank you. I'm leaving.
Can you imagine one of the...
I'm going to float away now just because I'm always floating.
I imagine, like... The pregnant ones, though, would be hard to kind of fulfill their desires since, you know, they died during childbirth. They want a child. So I don't know what you do about them. But would you get food and some chai with them?
100%. Like, the fact that I can dissipate this creature at any time if I want.
That's a big win. Yeah.
Yeah. It's chill. And it's, like, too funny.
What is that? A samosa? Can you pass it up here? I actually can't. If I don't know if you noticed, but I can't touch the ground because I'm too wicked.
Okay. I love that, I guess.
Look at me. I'm wicked.
So is it just a straight yes or no? Usually we do numbers, but like, are we going straight yes or no on this one?
Burger King foot lettuce. I'm going to go like 3 because there is obviously like a creepiness to it. And the character that I'm doing is pretty annoying, you know? And if that's like what I'm bringing to life right now, like, I don't want to hang out with that guy for more than like a few lines.
If you're a little joke.
This is a no for me.
I only wear white. A, I only wear white. And B, I float at least 1 foot above the ground because I am too wicked. That's all I know.
Plus white. Sometimes you're going to get Indian food on your clothes, dude. White? I don't think that guy's going to be like, I'm very picky about what I eat.
In India, we call it food.
Yeah.
I hate this. I hate this character. We're moving on. Okay, now...
We didn't make the character.
Do you hate me just because I float 1 foot above the ground? Is that why? Is it because I'm too wicked?
What are you trying to say?
You're too wicked. I wouldn't get a drink with this thing. No, no way in hell.
I'm like a 3 because I would want to see it, but I feel safe because I can like say some shit and it goes away. I can be like, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. And I'm like, Like, I like that.
Okay, we're moving on to another one. We're getting a little even more weirder with the wok-wok. The wok-wok is a giant tree that bears humanoid fruit in Indo-Persian lore.
Out. No, thank you.
Hang on. You don't maybe know. Hang on. I might even have an argument for you, too. All right.
Okay. Okay.
The wok-wok is a Persian oracular tree originating from India whose branches or fruits become heads of men, women, or monstrous animals, depending on the version of the story you're getting, all screaming, wok-wok! It's a scream in Persian. Like it's like an exclamation in Persian. It's apparently very common in a lot of Persian tales. Earliest sightings, Alexander the Great's encounter with the Indian tree of the sun and the moon is considered the first wok-wok account. However, the term wok-wok tree is first mentioned by the Chinese Tao Huan, captured at Talus in 751, in a report called Tuang Tian. It tells how the Arab navigators discovered this tree that grew little children who die once they're detached from the tree. So that's like kind of like...
Why?
It's fucked up. It's so fucked up.
Do you think that the first guy read the second guy? Like, the second guy read the first guy?
I don't know, man.
What a fucked up idea for, like... It's, like, another, like, very Dark Souls, like, fucked up idea.
It's fucking wild.
And they all say, walk, walk.
Yeah, they go, what? They scream it. They're screaming, walk, walk, the whole time.
So let me ask you a question. Like, I know you're maybe not the guy to ask, right?
Yeah, definitely not.
But, like, if you had to translate walk, walk into an... exclamation in English, just so I can get a better picture of what kind of vibe.
Sure, as you would need it.
Are they like, yeah, dude? Or are they like, fuck? Or are they, you know, are they like, ow, like, you know, like what kind of exclamation is it?
I would take a guess that it's like, it's one of like pain, maybe.
Ah,
yeah, like
walk.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm trying to find like an even more definitive answer for you. Is that why
Pac-Man says it when he dies?
Oh my!
It's sad. It's sad when he dies like that.
That's so good. Screaming, which they say it means screams in Persian. I don't know what the fuck that means. Like, I genuinely am trying to figure out what that means, but I can't. I don't have an answer for you.
How do you spell it?
WAQ-WAQ.
A mythical island that appears in philosophical, a metaphor for paradise and untouched land. Wow. There's a lot of like, it's an island.
Yeah, but you can see some pictures of it too.
The name of God. The name of God in the traditional religion of the Cushitic people? Walk or walk? Huh.
So we have another, maybe this will clarify it a little bit. In 859 AD, the Basrian writer Yahiz described this tree as populated with both animals and women hanging by their hair. The legend of the Wakwak tree became widely known from the 10th century on in the wonders literature, such as the Book of Wonders of India, where travelers and navigators claim to have seen strange things. And here's a quote saying, Mohammed bin Babikad told me from what he had heard from one of those who went to Wakwak that there were large trees, sometimes with elongated, rounded leaves that bear fruit like squash, but bigger, that have a human face. When the wind stirs the leaves, a voice comes out, and the insides fill with air, like the pods of the milkweed. If they are detached from the tree, the air escapes at once, and they become flat and flabby like a piece of skin. Like, it's all, no matter what description I find of these things, they're all fucking weird and all fucked up.
It feels so specific.
Right?
Which is so weird about it. Like, I don't, there's no, like, tree with people. I mean, there's other things similar, like the mandrake, right? Like the mandrake root.
Yeah, you got the mandrake root, which we've talked about.
This is like they say something in like the dialect of the time and people that live there, and it implies like almost not maybe not sentience, but like intelligence of some kind.
Yeah,
it's creepy.
It also comes up another time that I have from Ajaib Name of Tusi Salamani in 1388. Who also claimed to have seen the tree in the Book of Curiosities. However, he gave a very different description and wrote that the tree was decorated symmetrically with the heads of human females, birds, horses, ducks, monkeys, hares, foxes, cocks, and rams. And I imagine he means roosters. It supposedly ate these animals and their heads bloomed from the branches like flowers. So like the tree ate these things and then their heads of whatever it ate were like blossomed on the tree. So another fucked up description that is different
right. That
from the other two fucked up descriptions. However, when it comes to having a drink of chai and some samosas with this thing, I'd argue infinite potential for conversation.
I mean,
pretty predictable conversation.
True. Here's what I also say. If you played the new Prince of Persia game, whack-whack trees are everywhere in that game.
Really?
And they have little heads that talk to you, and they're like, hello.
Are they?
What are you doing here, my dude?
Okay, so they fully speak in Prince of Persia, at least.
But that's a video game and not real life, so I imagine if all they say is whack-whack, that'd be annoying. If it's just a bunch of heads going whack-whack-whack-whack, I'm out.
Am I in danger?
Okay, I mean, in one of the versions, the tree eats the thing. So you have a 1/3 chance of being in danger.
Can it move?
No.
So I can just run?
Yes.
I'm in. I'm a 4.
You're a 4. Even if I scream whack, 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 whack.
I just got to see, like, how fucking weird would that be? Like, it doesn't seem that threatening. It would just be, like, scary and psychedelic. You know what I mean? Like, fucking weird.
Maybe you can befriend them. You can start throwing like samosas at them to try and get it into one of their mouths, and they'll like start whack whacking for food.
Plus, how badly do I want a samosa is another question, right?
Right.
Like, how badly do I want a samosa?
A very good question.
Right now, very badly. I haven't eaten almost anything all day.
Yeah, you're making me
hungry. I had a Trader Joe's Little Bambino pepperoni pizza for one. What?
Just the way you delivered the Little Bambino pizza for one. I don't know. Maybe you said it with just such earnestness behind it all. It was just said with like, you almost like lust for another taste of it.
Hey, do you love, raise your, okay. This is for all the listeners.
Do I love Frasier?
Shout outs. Go over to patreon.com/Chumilati Pod. Join as a free member even if you want, and just let us know if you vibe with the little Bambino pepperoni at Trader Joe's, because that's four pizzas in a pack, frozen pizzas, personal pizzas. That's a good deal. That's not a brand deal. That's just an Alex.
I mean, sounds delicious. Anything sounds good, because I haven't eaten all day either. Now you're just like talking about food is making me goddamn hungry.
Consider the little Bambino.
All right.
Consider it. Hey. Consider that Bambino, dude.
It's a little Bambino.
Think little Bambino. I'm thinking Bambino.
You thinking little Bambino?
Guys, I'm thinking Bambino.
Venara. These are the Venara popularly refers to a group of monkey-like humanoids in the Hindu Buddhist epic the Ramayana, who were brave and inquisitive by nature. The term Venara can be described as forest dweller, and the epic Mahabharata describes them as forest dwelling. The Sanskrit Pali epics of Southeast Asia mention several exotic creatures, including ape-like humanoids. Some Indians see this as a proof of their the historicalness of their mythological characters and as support for the prehistoric hominids in their text. The Ramayana, speaks of the Venaras, an ape-like species with human intelligence that existed millions of years ago.
So we're talking Bigfoot.
Cuter Bigfoot, though. Like cute
cuter
Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you pictures here in a second, don't worry.
Of just a cuter Bigfoot,
like Donkey Kong Jr.
Kind of Donkey Kong Jr-esque. Yes, actually a little closer of a
like a little sweetie boy monkey.
Yeah, sweet little sweetie boy monkey. I'll get you the picture right now since you want to see this little sweetie boy monkey, and you can't tell me this thing doesn't look kind of just adorable.
Okay, this guy just looks like...
Yeah, this guy's awesome. This guy
I told you, yeah. It's like yeah.
He's got a necklace on, one. Which is pretty badass. He just looks like a little monkey child. He's just like the little kid from Jumanji. With just like... Don't take this the wrong way, but it's like if he didn't have clothes on, but like not in a real way. He's just a line drawing. He's just like more monkey than man, and he's out and about, and he's got a little necklace on.
I mean, it's true. And according to the Ramayana, they existed alongside.
He's more monkey than man. He's right.
They existed alongside modern humans. They existed coexisted with us. So we were already their friends. This is like 10 out of 10. I definitely have a samosa.
Do you think this is just real?
You know what?
Do you think this is just real?
Maybe.
How like millions of years ago is supposed to be, right?
Supposedly millions of years ago. Yeah.
So like, doesn't that kind of sync up with like when we, wasn't there like a time when we like split off and like we almost died and there was like a couple.
But aren't modern humans only like 300,000 years old?
Yeah, but he's a monkey.
Yeah, but they're saying they existed alongside modern humans as well, you know?
Oh, modern humans.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like
they
split off and some of the monkeys became humans and some of the monkeys continued to be quite adroit. Bookish monkeys who like jewelry.
Yeah,
right.
Fair enough.
Like Dinotopia, but like Monkeytopia.
Like
Planet of the Apes, but like not a planet. Just like an area of the apes.
An area of the apes. Fucking phenomenal,
right?
Yeah, I guess so. You're not wrong.
Do they have houses? Do they have government?
They had like, I don't know if they had government. All right, I'm not that sure if they had government or not, but they definitely seem to have like houses and dwellings and, you know, were pretty advanced, I suppose, for millions of years ago. but sticking in the monkey cryptozoology, there is a version of Bigfoot for that area. Most seen in Thailand, but also in India occasionally. There's a picture of it. I love this thing. Okay. This thing is the Batutut or Ujit.
Okay.
Sometimes known as forest people, a proposed hominid reported similarly to Bigfoot, thought to inhabit the Vukwang Nature Reserve and other wilderness areas of Thailand, Vietnam, Laos, northern Borneo, and others.
This thing's putting the fear in me a little more. This one's got
a little bit more.
some ape anger. This has got the like rip your face off monkey anger. Yeah.
Red Hulk Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You know what? I like it though. You're talking shit because he just looks like he. I mean, like, be real. Be real. You put a Hawaiian shirt on this dude. That's just Alex.
That's what I look like when I get out of the shower. Right there. That's me.
You're just walking saying. From the
bathroom. Where's my green towel, babe? Is my towel the green one or the brown one?
So we already know you're getting chai and samosas with the Venara. But what about the Batutut?
Oh, yeah. I get it with Alex any day.
if it's just like Alex.
I think I'm a little scared. Like, even if it's me, like
being replaced, you should be.
Even if it's me, that's a doppelganger. But like, I think it's just a big mean monkey that's going to beat the shit out of me.
That's what he looks like. He literally looks like he's like one of those gorillas at a zoo who's fucking fed up being in a zoo and just wants to hit something really hard. That's what he looks like. He's ready, fucking just ready to fucking murder whoever he looks at. So yes, but no for you, Alex. This is a no.
The big guy, no, no. The little guy, 1,000 times yes. Yeah.
Okay, Al, but it's a yes for Jesse.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Big yes. Strong yes.
Moving on to the next one, cynocephaly, which is almost sounds like to me like a scientific definition of what this thing is, but it's, you know, as his actual name.
Just because the word sounds like science?
Cynocephaly, in the way it ends, like the cephaly part, I don't know, something about it. There's a picture of it.
Cynocephaly sounds like the first and last name of a guy that Han Solo owes money to.
Yeah. The cynocephaly exists in mythology, not only just in India, but Europe and China.
Okay. I can get behind this motherfucker 1,000%. He looks like a poet like me. He looks like a poet and lover. Look at him.
Oh, wait, and a lover.
He's smelling a flower and his dick is like red. He's like, you know,
that's a red flag.
I don't know if that's a dick, dude. I feel like you're imprinting on this guy.
I mean, imprinting?
Yeah.
Just because I want to be like, sort of like a poetic beast of the woods who walks naked through and sniffs.
Yes, the way you describe it, it sounds like you do.
Look at it.
I'm looking at it.
Imagine you have that.
I'm looking, dude. I'm looking.
Imagine you got that. You reach down, you pick up a little chicken leg. You do it like a cartoon cat where you just put it in your mouth and you pull it out. It's just a bone now because you got the snout of this guy. Like, I don't know. Like, this. I want to be this.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to be this or be around it, but...
Well, I guess I didn't know. I don't know what it does yet.
Yeah, well, let's get to it. The legend of this thing began placing the cynocephaly in unexplored regions of like India and China. And in Europe, they were described as dog-headed people, sometimes as dog-headed hairy giants that have something in common with... like other hairy humanoid legends. And in the legends from India and China, they were described as shapeshifters who could change from human to dog, but always retained some animalistic features when they became human again. So that's what they were like.
This is great. And they're fully human intelligent?
Yes. As far as it's shown here, and they don't seem to have any like malintent. They're not there to trick you and pull you into the forest and whatnot.
Just another race.
Yeah, and sometimes there's accounts that they're half baboon or monkeys with dog-like snouts as well, like monkey versions of the cynocephaly. Instead of
that sounds like more like me.
yeah, you know, fair enough.
Half baboon, half dog. Yeah,
and according to some of the people who were writing about them, whole races of people were deliberately killed because they weren't human. So like these things don't exist anymore because they were just wiped out. There are not many sightings of the creatures today. Most cryptozoologists don't even really like look into them anymore. And that's really all we know. We don't really have much more about them other than I just love the piece of art about it. And I'm like, we got to talk about this thing. And I don't know. He almost
5 out of 5 samosas done. Easy.
5 out of 5 samosas.
Can't even front 5 out of 5 samosas. I might have 2 samosas.
I mean,
we'll see what happens. We'll see where it leads us.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, both of you would get it with that. Okay, are you ready for another weird tree?
Wait, what about you?
Oh, I should be answering this thing. I'm gonna go with no. I feel like just being in his presence would creep me out. I'd feel uncomfortable.
You want a lightning round the last couple? A little quick yes, no, yes, no on the samosas for the other guys that you didn't get?
Yeah. Absolutely. Little monkey man, yes. Big monkey man, I don't want to die. Yeah. Not gonna happen. See?
I don't want to die either. Amarino, that's my thing.
Yes, the walk tree. I'd give it a shot. I truly would just give it a shot.
Yeah, see,
because you never. The legends are all different. Maybe we'll get one that like actually can have conversation. The lizard,
or maybe you'll get one that's like a British tar.
God, that would be amazing. With the giant lizard, only if Jesse's there, because I think it would try and eat me. It would think I'm like a bug or something. It would just try and eat me. So if Jesse's going to try and ride it, I'll feel safer.
Yeah.
You want him to try and break it like a stallion in your presence?
Damn right I would.
I'll be like your squire.
Oh, thank
and then
you.
If you die,
that's great.
I become the knight, but I run away.
Whoa.
Anyway, on to the next one.
Good to know, I guess.
The Jimenju or the Nimenju is another tree that
Jumanji. Dun 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 dun.
That's a great movie. I didn't see the new one though.
That's okay. There's two of them.
Oh my god, they made another one?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I should have known that.
The second one came out like, I'm gonna guess, 5 years ago.
I'm not gonna lie, the first new one, kind of good. I actually enjoyed it. It was fine.
It was fine. It felt like it was made in 1998, but it was fine. And the second Jumanji movie came out.
Yeah, no, it doesn't feel of the time, but like, I was like, oh, it's a cute little look back at video games. That's cute.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're old now. Okay. Jumanji The Next Level is 5 years old. That's the second one. Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle, the first one, is from 2017.
Right.
So it's actually 7 years
old. That makes me sad. Jumanji.
Holy.
This is another tree with human faces. Here is, I don't know why they love it so much, but there's a picture.
It's scary as fuck. It's in Mortal Kombat, bro. It's scary.
Yep. But this is different than the other ones in that.
No.
It's not pleasant. This is different than the other one in that it grows a fruit and it has like a human child face to it. But the fruit eventually ripen. They fall off the tree. And if eaten, the fruit has like a sweet, sour taste, apparently. And in the past, it was said that people planted great orchards of these trees and they were laughing like they would be orchards of laughing Jumanji trees that they would harvest the fruit from, because the trees would be human faced and they'd be laughing and giggling and like all that other shit.
Because they're like, you ate our shit fruit.
Yeah. The fruit is
whack.
Their waste. They're just getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's horrifying, but just another tree with a human face theme I wanted to put out there. This is one where I would say no, personally.
The walk was seemed fun. This is scary. This is not what I want. This is scary. I don't want to run into it. I don't want to see a laughing tree. No. No thank you. I'm good. One time I was in Canada and I went to this like magical light walk thing, and there was this part where we like sat on this bench while these like trees were like and it was like the weirdest thing that I've ever experienced, and I was completely sober and I was just so vibed out by it. I do not want to run into that and know that it's real. No thanks. No samosa is worth this.
No samosa
is worth this.
We're down to our last three, gentlemen. As we round out, we got some weird ones coming up, but the next one's kind of another one that is we have a picture, we have a tiny little bit about it, and that's about it. It's just a horrifying picture, and this will be the last one where we have little knowledge about.
It's a horrifying picture.
Okay. Yeah, here it comes. It's just weird. I just don't like the sassy look the monster has on its face.
Is that really what it's about? Just the sassy look? You're like, you know what? No.
Sassy look?
No, it's a little sassy.
Creeps me out. It creeps me out. There you go.
Oh.
See?
This thing looks misshapen and...
right? Like, gross, kind of, a little bit.
Even the left side and the right side don't look the same, and it's fucked up that it has human hands in the front and animal hands in the back.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
And it also seems to be hunted in the moment, like it's being hunted.
Yeah, it's being hunted in the picture.
But it's like kind of like, it's kind of like, I'm fine. It's kind of like, I'll be all right.
This is the Thanakt, or Thanakt, depending how you want to pronounce it, because it can be both ways, apparently. And this was reported in the 16th century by locals and some European travelers. And they described this thing as a tailless, tiger-like creature that is covered in a tawny fur, features a human-like looking face with long red hair. And it also has a snubbed nose, is covered in black fur, and has tiger-like back paws. So there's that like more of that kind of animalistic tiger part to it. And a French explorer, André Thevet, claimed to have seen it when he was exploring in the 16th century. That's it. That's it. There you go. Bam. That's all you get.
Based on this drawing, it's too scary. The human face is too uncanny for me.
It's really weird.
The face is simply too uncanny, and the skin, I'm not clear on what it is. It looks like it's covered in nipples.
I mean, in the picture, it kind of does.
I'm not joking. Like, yeah, it looks like it may be covered in nipples.
It might have nipple coverage.
I'm just saying, it may be completely covered in nipples.
I'm a no too, 100%. No way.
No, this sucks.
Yeah. All right.
A lot of these suck. I'm not going to be honest. I thought a lot of them would be cool dudes, but I feel like most of them are like...
a lot of them are weird.
Body horror monstrosity.
Yes, they're very body horror. Which brings us to our second to last one. This is the cow eating tree that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cow eating tree is, look, I'm going to show you, this is an ancient fucking art depicting this thing, and holy crap, it is wild looking. Link's coming right now.
This is the one that I immediately claimed as myself.
There it is. There's also, it can also eat people.
That's the word on the street was.
So this, let's see. There was a
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, dude. It's
this is messed up.
Really fucking. I hate this thing.
I don't like what's happening to the people on the ground more than anything.
Well, I got a picture for you in a sec. I mean, a video for you in a second too. It's not gross. It's just funny. So basically, this isn't technically cryptozoology. This is something I didn't even know existed, which is cryptobotany. With all these weird plants. And there is a cryptobotanist and zoologist who kind of claims and talks about having acquired several varieties of carnivorous plants after reading about them in Darwin's book and read about all the stuff and wanted to find more. And then he came across the Pilimara, which is the cow eating tree. And there's a video of a village from the 90s who supposedly found a cow eating tree. And what it does is if you're close enough to it, it will lower its branches down and like pin you to the ground and slowly drag you to it so that it can get its branches and its like roots around you. And then it'll slowly like just kill you and like physically feed off of you. And
jeez,
yeah, it's really, really weird. I'm going to get the
sounds like Scavenger's Rain. It's like absolutely fucked up.
There's a local news coverage of one. They're literally around the tree in the video. I'm getting you the link now. And the music that they play is amazing. I should have it starting at the 35 second mark for you already.
Okay, let's see what the fuck is.
You can't see me, but it's a bop. And that little thing that they're surrounded is the cow eating tree.
Why is it like a fucking like?
It sounds like the music we're playing in the background of like
Dragon Quest.
I was gonna say more like a Yakuza game.
Oh,
but
yeah.
And the vibe is way off.
Like Speed Racer, like yes. The old show.
So there was a bizarre report from India in October 2007 that seemingly confirmed the belief of many villagers in the existence of this.
Hold on, it's getting wilder. It's like, and there's like a tuba, like, and then there's an organ. It's like,
I'm gonna send Dean the link of the video so I don't forget right now because he can sample some of that music.
It sounds like Godzilla's like, yeah, doing like his little moves,
dude,
and like flying across the screen.
This video was such a treat. When I found it, I did not go the whole 7 minutes. I don't know how wild the music gets, but that's that's great.
Oh, there's like suspense music,
dude.
Dude, go to like 3:15.
All right, let me know when you're good, Alex.
This entire thing is like just a treat. Just a treat.
I told you, it's so good. It's so good.
Dude. All right.
So, yes, it was a report into October of 2007 that seemingly confirmed the belief of many of the local villagers in the area of the existence of the Pilimara, which translates to tiger tree, so-called because of their desire to eat animals. On October 18th, a young lady was walking in the field area between the buildings in the village of Padarame to go to the shop about midday. And when she saw an amazing sight, according to her, a tree appeared to be lifting a struggling cow by its hindquarters from the ground. The animal's tail and hind legs were tangled.
That would be so freaky.
Yeah, the animal's tail and hind legs were tangled in the plant's limbs. Only the cow's front legs were touching the dirt. When the cow pulled itself forward to escape, the tree appeared to respond by pulling the animal back and tightening its grip. The young lady ran for help, and soon the tree's branches were being cut by a local farmer. But the tenacious plant did not release its grip on the cow until the whole tree itself was cut down. As news teams arrived weeks later, in interviews, the villagers stated that the cows had come back from grazing in the past several months with injuries, often in their hindquarters and tails. So they had suspected something was wrong. Another such tree in the area had been identified as a Pilimara 30 years earlier. Sorry, dogs. Another tree was found in the area had been identified as a pilimara 30 years earlier when it had grabbed a bull belonging to a local villager who explained to the reporters that they saved the animal by cutting the branches from the tree. The same villager explained that these tiger trees can be calmed or killed by piercing them with iron, but the trees are difficult to identify as several different species have been called pilimara. So it seems that rather than being a particular species of plant, the name is more of a description of an individual plant's behavior.
People sort of like freak out when they see something like this and they say, it's that.
Yeah, it's a pilimara. Exactly that. Yeah. Exactly that. Mm. The question is like, did the cows actually get pulled in by, because we know that there are carnivorous plants. They exist, but they usually like for insects and small birds and animals. Like that's about it.
You know, if there's trees that can be the size of like a fucking jungle, like those like giant trees that are like one organism, I could see like one of these things like becoming like a super monster. I could see it.
Jesse's face says
a what? Super the very technical term super monster.
A plant that eats a cow, you know, like that's there's no plant that should be big enough to eat a cow. But if there was one that was like in the middle of the jungle, I could see it. You know, like a big version of a little plant. You know,
and there are other like as when I was researching super this, monster. You come across there are other man in, like human eating plants out there in the world. Like Madagascar has one of a man eating tree that looks like almost like a Venus flytrap, but enormous. Maybe in prehistoric times or old times, these things that were way bigger did exist. And like just as things, you know, the planet changed, they just couldn't survive anymore. Who fucking knows? I don't know.
Interesting.
It's a scary thought, though. Imagine if like that thing did exist and there are still plants out there that are feeding on like animals that just so happen to come by. That's a horror.
I think that's kind of tight. And imagine getting
grabbed by one. You're gonna be like, no one is ever gonna know what happened to me. No one will ever know how I died. I will just have gone missing and be one with the fucking tree.
That's kind of badass.
Also horrifying. Would you?
Yeah, but it's like a magic card, you know? It's like kind of tight. Like, I don't know.
I guess would you have a lonely picnic by yourself next to this tree and feed it samosas?
No, it's too risky.
Yeah, no, this is, again,
it's too risky.
None of these seem mimosa friendly. They all seem, not mimosa.
Not mimosa.
Mimosa is a different vibe. Although, maybe a few mimosas and we'd be good.
We're all having mimosas.
Mm-hmm. We're all having mimosas.
Everyone,
step one. Actually, fuck that. I'm having a Bellini, and then we're having samosas.
Oh my goodness!
I wish I was closer to you because I know we could go do that, and it would be great.
Let's go. Let's go get some Bellinis right now. Let's meet up.
I'll be there in, I don't know, give me like 4 hour flight. I gotta get to the airport. On top of that,
I'll meet you in like Arizona. Let's go. You know, we'll meet in the middle. Yeah,
perfect. All right, boys. Are you ready for the very, very last one?
Take it away.
The Aubau Aku. This is a creature from Malay mythology, and this beast lives in the steps of the Tower of Victory found in Chittor, India, from the top of which one can see, quote, the loveliest landscape in the world.
Well, a secret boss, basically.
Dude, kinda. It waits on the first step, waiting for a brave enough man to climb to the tower, and when it lies shapeless and translucent. When someone passes is when it awakes. Then, when the man starts climbing, it follows close behind. And as it goes farther, it's clearer and more colorful, giving a blue light as it ascends when the climber reaches the top with the creature behind it. The Aubau Aku reaches perfection and achieves nirvana, and his actions don't cast any shadows. Most of the time, man cannot reach the peak, and the creature cannot achieve perfection. The Aubau Aku hangs back, loses color and visibility, and then tumbles down the staircase. When it reaches the bottom after tumbling down, it falls back to sleep again. Meanwhile, it gives out a small cry, sounding like the rustling of silk. Its skin feels like the fuzz of the skin of a peach, and it has only reached the top once. It appears in the Book of Imaginary Beings initially. So this thing is literally like, it tails a human, and it's basically if the human is strong enough to get to the tower, the top of the tower, it achieves perfection.
Like
it
activates.
But it doesn't ever fucking, like, it never did that. However, this is also the last one because it's a treat for Alex. This is going to look familiar for you.
How delightful.
And the picture is going to both of you, obviously.
This is
going to
look familiar.
Yep. There you go. It should look familiar to you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
yeah. Some sort of villainous character you would fight in an RPG.
This is an Abawaku, as they appear in Shin Megami Tensei Devil Children.
What?
It's from Devil Children?
Yeah. This isn't Devil. They made their way into Devil Children.
Well, they look pretty crazy in this. Cute, kind of.
They
kind of
do. They look adorable. They also made an appearance in the cartoon Secret Saturdays, and it just looks like an orange blob, essentially. But yeah, this thing is like a quiet, invisible, like glob shape-shifting thing that relies on the strength of man. And every time a man fails and dies before getting to the top, he tumbles down and screams that sounds like Silk, and he's like,
no.
And then he gets to the-
No.
He gets to the bottom and he falls asleep again.
Oh no. That is so fucking crazy that I like said Shin Megami Tensei earlier.
Yeah, I know. I was like, well, I wonder.
That's so crazy.
I've never heard of Devil Children. I don't even know what that game is.
I think it's the one that's on like Game Boy Advanced, maybe?
I'll have to look into it. I didn't have time. I was running too tight to the clock. But it looks fucking cool, and it's just like passive and sad. But if you get to the top and it's only happened one time, they get to go to heaven. They reach nirvana.
Well, that's very sweet.
You get to help, and maybe they will have I bet you they would sit down and have a chai and samosa with you before they go off to nirvana as a thank you for reaching the stair. This is an absolute yes for me. I would absolutely.
Yeah, I'll play some Game Boy Advanced if you want. I'll throw on the Game Boy Advance, play some. It's called Demi Kids in English.
I hate that. That's terrible. That's a terrible name.
Demi Kids. But you can get it. You can get it on Game Boy Advance. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, please do. I'm so curious.
It looks to be a spin-off series that's set in like a fantasy world.
Cool. I'm in. But that's the last one, boys. There's so many we didn't talk about, like giant giraffe creatures and a weird weasel monster that breathes fire. But maybe next time we'll come back for a round two for some of these countries in the far-flung future. But that's it. Would you on a whole have like a nice samosa dinner with all of the cryptids together?
All together?
What do you think of the cryptids that we sampled of India as a whole, I guess?
No. Oh, no. No. These are horrifying creatures.
In general, seem pretty like human murder focused for the most part.
Yeah, no amount.
Which I'm not into, but like conceptually, like as a tourist, I want to see and hang out with each one because they seem awesome.
The trees are the one I'm most interested about in the Abawaku, the weird blob one. But everything else seems not great.
Yeah, and I'm going to actually definitely play some Shin Megami Tensei tonight as a result of this, just because it's probably not going to be Devil Children. It's probably going to be Shin Megami Tensei 3 because that game rips, but that's where I'm at.
I need to play. I mean, I remember playing Digital Devil Saga in the back in the day.
So good. So good. Anybody who's, look, if you are listening to Chilluminati and you want an unexpected, joyous revelation, check out the Shin Megami Tensei series. It's great for beginners. It's really fun and it's funny.
And honestly, Persona's enough. I'm in love with that series after 5. So
yeah, Persona's cutie.
I love it. All right. Anyway, I know you're not a huge fan of Persona. All right.
It's cute.
It is cute. Yes, it's a very good story. It's very adorable.
It's cute.
I'm making fun of the game.
It's good. They do a good job with it.
It's just cute. But that's it today for today's episode. Next week, we've got a guest joining us in the form of famed Twitch streamer, ItMeJP, where I'm excited because it's
famed.
Yeah.
He's famed.
Don't tell him that.
All right. I'll
I gotta deal with that nonsense.
Yeah.
Barf.
I don't, you know.
Let's play him a little jingle when he comes on.
Yeah, oh, a little.
Let's play him like a little. Let's play him some of the music from that Indian like news show or whatever.
Yes. All right. I'm back in. I'm back in.
All right, we are off to head over to patreon.com/IlluminatiPod to do a minisode for everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting us. And hey, go check out Anime Cult, spelled CVLT, at any of your podcasting
patreon.com/Shin Megami Tensei. See you guys there.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Anyway, me and my wife were sitting outside indulging on our porch one night, enjoying ourselves. I needed to go to the bathroom, so I stepped back inside, and after a few moments, I hear my wife go, "Holy shit, get out of here." So I quickly dash back outside, and she's looking up at the sky in awe. I look up too, and there's a perfect line of dozen lights traveling across the sky.
He's smelling a flower, and his dick is like red. I'm the cow eating tree for sure. He's smelling a flower, and his dick is like red. If one of us is a cow eating tree, that
God is me. He's smelling a flower and his dick is like red. I'm the cow eating tree for sure. He's smelling a flower and his dick is like red. If one of us is a cow eating tree, that is me. I'm the cow eating tree. You can be. What did you say? Ibari. It all rhymed.
It all rhymed. It all rhymed. It all rhymed.